This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Difficulty on the board, which never really happens, and so we got cut off there. Not the fault of you, the crew, or anybody, just fate here. Start over. You were really getting into how this is so important. I want the Q movement to be good. I want it to be based in fact. I want it to be based on all the real information about global child sex trafficking so we can stop it. But I've noticed with a lot of folks, they don't want when it's proven and real and right there and you can show who's doing it. But if it's like there's a secret battle under the earth and all this, but as the general public wasn't aware of all this, I guess as these simpletons become aware, a lot of them, they're going to go through this process of being childlike at first. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's being red-pilled or base, and then there's being a normie. I think that I've spent most of my career and most of my life as a normie. While you were pioneering some of these issues and investigating some of these issues, there were a lot of people, normies like me, who said, oh, he's crazy. Who even cares what he's saying? And, you know, as we started investigating, we're like, oh, he's calling out the central planners. Oh, he's calling out the Luciferians and the Satanists. Oh, he's calling out the Marxists. You know, what Alex Jones is saying is actually mostly accurate. And I think that the QAnon community, most of the community is good, red-blooded, patriotic Americans who are discovering that we do have oligarchs and that these people do need to be deposed. I think that in some of the harm, and I agree with you, is that Q doesn't have any accountability mechanism. And for Christians like you and I, people who have read Paul's letters to Timothy, we're like, well, then there's no corrective, you know, mechanism. There's no ability to rebuke bad doctrine or bad thoughts. There's no ability to question leadership or to raise yourself through the ranks and you know, maybe be ordained. So it's weird. You have this church over in the Q community that is very secular in nature, but talks with a lot of religiosity. And so I think that that is some of the harm there. But yeah, I think that we both agree. I think that most people would agree that a majority of the Q people, they're our teachers, our firefighters, our cops, our retired folks, and they're good people wanting to investigate bad issues. But yeah, it's a little too esoteric. And Alex, you know, one of the frequent retorts that I get in with people on Twitter is like, well, Q doesn't end up making predictions. And it's like, well, that's strange because in 2017, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be arrested. In 2017, Obama wasn't supposed to return from international waters. There are a lot of things. And what people need to understand is that Q has actually switched hands two or three different times. And so we're looking at a different version of Q than we necessarily were three, 2 years ago.
And that's right. First it's 4chan, then it's 8chan, and we just believe. It's beyond the Oracle of Delphi, and they had these oracles in the ancient world where you would go up, there's nitrous oxide coming out of the ground, women mainly, virgins would get on it and have hallucinations and say what the gods told them. But famously, they would pay somebody to get into the rocks and, you know, tell them that, oh, you're going to lose the war, and the people would believe it. This is literally like going to an oracle, a hole in a wall, and it's just telling you something, but then you're not supposed to question it, even though, as you said, it's changed hands a bunch of times, and so people wake up, we do the work, wake up to the New World Order, and then we just like step aside, like you said, the person comes, like in the black church, Bill Clinton, just walks to the front and says, I started this church.
Yeah, just to put that in here so that people aren't saying, oh, Alex Jones is talking about the black church. I made a joke 10 minutes ago on the show, and I said, you know, it's kind of like the black church. You show up 10 minutes late, and you sit in the front pew. And I think that that's what we have a little bit in the Q community, and what people like you and I have said, people who have built our careers in this, survived, you know, vicious media attacks, is like, hey, if you have something good, you're still going to have these infiltrators. And what we saw actually a month ago is one of the very, very popular Q people, his name is Educating Liberals, I don't want to throw him under the bus, but his name is Dylan Wheeler, was a very, very big Q person, and now he's not only turned on Q, he's turned on Trump. He says that Trump is a Freemason and a satanic pedophile. And so people like you and I have warned that, hey, if you investigate some of these issues, you are going to get a little paranoid. If you're not working with other people who have verifiable information or sources that you can vet, you're going to end up in the wrong place.
And that's right. Stay there. We're going to come back in 60 seconds and finish up with this. But I predicted this a year ago. I said, I believe Q during the election will target Trump.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack power stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time. You get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack power stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack power stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack power stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to salute all the patriots that are pro-human, because more than an American, I'm a Christian, and more than an American, I'm pro-human. But I love the American system as the greatest example of human liberty. We've had our problems, but it's under attack by the technocrats and the globalists, because they want full control over humans to turn us into a globalist commodity. Allie Alexander is a great political analyst and pundit. Chad Prather, who's running for governor in Texas and a great talk show host and great comedian and great country music singer, and he's with the Blaze TV. He's going to be joining us. But getting back into this Q thing, because people can find the tapes where I said, this Q thing is so esoteric, so Gnostic, so hidden, occult. That's what occult means. You don't know where it came from, what it's doing. It's all cloak and dagger. But it's mysterious. You don't know its providence. You don't know who its daddy and mommy are. You don't know its roots. You don't know where it's from. Much less somebody just comes into town and wants to sell you something. How about you can't even see him? It's an invisible man. And so it said all these things like they locked him up. They're on prison ships. This is 2-3 years ago. Obama's going to jail. It's all over for the New World Order. On and on and on. And none of that we're supposed to talk about. I talk about it. You're an Israeli Mossad agent. I don't even talk about Israel. I mean, the ADL says I must be silenced. I'm not against Jews. The ADL is a leftist group working against everybody's interests. But, yeah, I think Israel has a right to exist. Absolutely. I don't think it should be turned over to the Islamists to blow it up. But then, Trump, he's good. You know, his daughter's husband, his son-in-law, is a Zionist, is Jewish. Trump moves the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But that's okay. He's battling Mossad, Q said. This is the original Q, that little Hitler mustache. And but then I'm not involved in Israel, never been there. I'm the evil Jewish person. Meanwhile, George Soros isn't a problem when he helped round up Jews. So I'm not attacking Q, because that's the general public. They bought into it. It's their identity. We exposed the New World Order. That's the globalist operating system. We won that war. So then this counterfeit shows up to be all esoteric and lead the Pied Pipers. You know, notice Julian Assange says it's a Pied Piper set up to put out disinfo to cloud WikiLeaks and other legitimate things. Well, he's locked up in solitary confinement. But see, I bet Q says he's actually free, isn't he?
You know, you don't know sometimes, but you know, I agree. It's like we love the Great Awakening. We love that the deep state is being challenged. But what is a greater risk than sleeping people? Disinformation and misinformation and attacking our allies. And that's what I find very strange, too, is that Donald Trump is the most pro-Israel, pro-Mossad president. And, you know, after this administration, people are actually going to find out some of the things that other agencies have done to protect this president. And I think that a lot of people are going to have to eat some crow. But, yeah, you've seen some people like this Dylan Wheeler character. He's betrayed Q and betrayed the president. You've seen other people who should remain nameless because they should be shamed. And they're trying to lead Q off into this other direction. If it's a morale booster for the Trump reelection campaign, awesome. If it's an investigation into pedophiles and Satanists and Luciferians and central planners, awesome. If it is anything else, it ought to be questioned, because the only infallible person who's ever been here on this earth is Jesus Christ. Everybody else has made a mistake. Every forecaster, every pundit, every analyst, every journalist. And so I asked the Q people, where has Q been wrong? Well, I don't know. I'm like, well, you should know. And they should want to tell you when they're wrong. And they should want to correct the record when the record is wrong. And what you see is that they're just engaged in tactics where, well, I'll put out these drops and then the interpreters will interpret it. And I'll push that along. But if an interpreter's wrong, then I'll say, well, then that wasn't a part of a drop. And it just becomes, you know, super.
It almost sounds like how Islam does it with the Wahhabists. Is that they take the Quran, they have all these interpreters become their own little religions and things. And it is like a religion. People walk up and go, you don't know the Q. I mean, literally, the president calls my wife up. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not even trying to brag like I'm in some big powerful thing. I've been to Hollywood, the highest levels. I reject it. I don't want to be in D.C. I'm in Texas. I'm trying to build America. I don't need to go join a club to be an elitist. I don't want to be a Q priest. Okay, I built InfoWars for we the people. It's not centralized. It's not a cult. You don't have to adhere to our code or take codes from us. As one goes, we all go. And then I just see constant infighting and constant attacks and constant grifters coming in and claiming they're with Q to run their own scams on the Q cult.
Right. Why doesn't Q call out the scam artists and the grifters and the people counterfeiting Q that are within the Q community? Why not take that corrective step? I mean, Alex, you've had to kick people off your show before. People who have posed as people who are seeking the truth come on your show, gaslighted you and your audience, and say, hey, I want nothing to do with you. Q should do the same thing. Jesus did it with Judas. And so, you know, I think that we ought to remain skeptical, because that's healthy. That's adult. And we should be pro-human. And I like that. I like some of the drops that are very, very pro-human. But let's not pretend that this thing is infallible. Let's be about, you know, Trump 2020. Let's be about making America great again. Let's be about American sovereignty. But everything else deserves to be questioned, and it ought to be put through a really, really rigorous vetting system. And what we're seeing is that a lot of these people happen to be imploding and exploding here in the last leg of Trump's reelection. And that's not a coincidence. You predicted this. I predicted this. Other people predicted this. And so we got to look for the bad elements that have infiltrated Q, because it's very easy to infiltrate Q. Very, very easy.
That's right. I mean, it's like having your windows open, your front door open. I mean, this is just it's designed for that. And if people can't admit that they got snookered on something, but because they were good, tens of millions came to it because they were good, and it made it a lot better. And the president almost started embracing it. And I know the inside baseball folks and everybody involved. So we want to embrace Q. But we can't have it if it's a schizophrenic operation. We just cannot have a weird occultic thing where we go to an Oracle of Delphi and it tells us what to do. Let's shift gears the last 2 minutes. What are other big topics you got? What do you think about the RNC, Trump declaring the Democrats the enemy, Pelosi declaring Republicans enemies of the state? I mean, this rhetoric's really coming down to reality. Who is the enemy of the state? Who is the enemy of America? Well, I think we know who they are.
Yeah, I think that the RNC is outperforming the DNC hands down. I read an article today that said the RNC on its first night had four times the viewers than the DNC. And that was kind of the tempo that I got just from a couple of glances last night. So the Republicans seem to have pulled a rabbit out of the hat. I was really nervous about this whole virtual convention. But I think that we'll have a good night, because Team Trump is taking over the Republican National Committee. But, Alex, I'm afraid for our nation. Regardless if Trump gets reelected or not, people need to stock up. They need to be prepared, because their social contract is broken. We don't see each other as brothers and sisters. We don't see each other as neighbors. The rhetoric coming out of Maxine Waters' mouth, Nancy Pelosi's mouth, the things that you can say on Facebook and Twitter when you're a leftist, but you can't even allude to defending yourself or self-defense if you're on the right on Twitter or Facebook, means that, you know, fundamentally this country is going to have to go through some reorganization. And people like you and me were fighting for the most peaceful transfer of power, the most, you know, dialogue and debate and rhetoric focused change that we can go through. But the left, they know what's coming too. And so they want that to be violent so that they can take a majority of the chips when they finally do crash.
That's right. This is really all an exercise on them stealing everything they can up front. They are losing intellectually worldwide. We're not just putting perfume on a pig here. We're winning. Humanity's awakening. But now the enemy is going to fight back with their rear guard action, a scorched earth action. And it's just good to see. I did see the ratings are way higher for the Republicans. The Democrats were so empty, so plastic, even with fake actors as the audience. I mean, they really just are nobodies because they have nothing inside of them. Ali Alexander, thank you so much for the time. People can find you at ALI on Twitter and so much more. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got Chad Prather coming up. He's running for governor. What's going to Jeffrey Epstein, Joe Biden's cognitive ability or lack thereof, and so much more. He's a great guest. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Chad Prather is our guest on YouTube, Chad Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, and on Twitter. Watch Chad. He's got a successful popular show with Blaze TV and more. He's a successful national comedian and, of course, country and western. They got both types. Great musician. We'll play one of his music videos dealing with the lockdown coming up next segment. But thanks for coming on, my friend. Great to have you here. It was great being on your show. Got a lot of great feedback. Where do you want to start? I mean, how the RNC versus the DNC, Jeffrey Epstein, Joe Biden, this reanimated corpse. Where do you want to go first?
Let's do that. Let's start with the DNC and the RNC. It's crazy, isn't it? I'm kind of proud of Donald Trump coming out on day one and giving a speech. What do you think about that, Alex? I think that's a pretty good deal. So much for tradition, right?
Well, I think he's the bigger draw. Plus, they're trying to strangle him getting on the news. So it's the exact right move to make. And he declared war on them and said they're enemies of this country. That's who they are.
Yeah, you and I have talked about it a little bit in the past about how he needs to cast a big, big vision right now. And I think this is a good opportunity to do it. He's not a guy that's going to shy away at all from the being in the spotlight or the limelight. So I'm thankful that he's doing it the way that he's doing it. It's his RNC to control. And after watching the DNC, it's like a kid got loose on somebody's edition of Final Cut Pro version 1 when they started doing that stuff with the green screens. And it looked like a house of mirrors behind Kamala Harris when she gave her acceptance speech. You know, it just went on and on and on.
And senators were cussing. And I mean, exactly. It looked like Access TV from the 1990s.
It really did, even though the F. I mean, you can't make it look any worse than what it did. And the Billy Porter song with the Stephen Sills. It's something that I just can't look away. I felt like I was watching a Timothy Leary record in real life.
Exactly. In fact, the only reason I could watch it is it was so bad because I'm in TV production, and I could just see how horrible it was. Why do you think they're so unprofessional in everything they do? They wreck everything they touch.
They really do, and they think they're so displaced from reality that they don't see it. Now, here are people who are connected to the media. They're connected to Hollywood. Anybody out there in any studio in Beverly Hills in Hollywood, they're connected to every celebrity out there, all of the production people, and that's what they came up with. And who is she waving at? Who is Kamala Harris? She's waving at the delegates, right? But then she turns around and she gives the big hand wave to the back of the room. There's nobody there. And so it's funny. I got a big kick last night also, though. I'll be fair. I got a big kick out of Kim Guilfoyle screaming like she was at a rally for her speech. Great speech. But my gosh, when you got an empty room there and you're screaming at the thing, I was sitting there thinking, I can't imagine what the household with Don Jr. and Kim Guilfoyle must be like if they ever got into an argument with one another.
We'll have that clip next segment sanity. Since you raise it. But absolutely. I predict a Trump landslide. What are you thinking?
I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be historic. I think bigger than Reagan Mondale. I think this thing is going to be so big. I think people are going to turn out. I think that the mail-in voter, the mail-in ballot is going to be absolutely fraudulent. I think it's going to be messed up. You thought the 2000 election was a mess with dimple chads and hanging chads and swinging chads and bubble chads and dented chads and all of these chads that are out there. Wait till you see what happens here. You thought Iowa was a mess with the app. Wait till you see this thing. It's going to be a nightmare, Alex. And so I think that conservatives are going to turn out in full force at the ballots. I think you're going to see lines down the street, around the block.
in the highway. Nobody's going to be social distancing. They're all going to be in there to cast a vote for Donald Trump. It's going to be an absolute blowout. Everybody knows Joe Biden is not the candidate. You've got Kamala Harris, who obviously didn't poll even 2%. She's the actual candidate that's in there. But I don't know what tricks are up their sleeve. Who knows what they're going to pull?
My next question is, they've got some big brains up above them. Is it that more and more they're in their own elitist bubbles and they really have the zero self-awareness?
They have no clue. It's absolutely entertaining to watch. If it weren't so scary, they don't know. They come out, the phoniness is palpable, right? Kamala gives her acceptance speech, and then Joe comes out on stage. They give an 8-foot air hug, which just looks ridiculous. They act like they haven't seen each other in months, and they just showed up at the family reunion. Then Jill comes out. I don't know if Joe can smell his sister on her or what the deal is. And then Kamala's husband comes out, and that is phony and fake, and they look like they don't even like each other. It's a weird, weird thing. It's like, oh, my God, look
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. If I was a Hollywood producer trying to make a movie about fakeness, it would be super hard for Steven Spielberg to do it this well, but they're so, and I'm not trying to harp on this. It's frightening how fake they are.
You can almost see the strings of the puppeteer. You can almost see the strings. If you stare hard enough, you can see that these people are being manipulated and controlled. Somebody's got their hand up their ass.
They even move like puppets. Not just Biden. You can say, well, he's brain dead. She moves like a puppet.
Yeah, no, it's so stiff. And you look at that interaction between Harris and her husband and how stiff that is. There's no sense of romantic. There's no sense. You would come out and you would think there would be some, not just congeniality, but there would be some intimacy there. And it just doesn't exist, right? So I watch this and I'm amazed that anybody could be so brain dead and brainwashed as to think that this is reality, that these people actually give 2 cents for your opinion. Quite honestly, Alex, I don't think they would pee in your ear if your brain was on fire.
I agree.
How little I think they care.
So in 70 days, the day after the election, 69 days out, I think we're going to see burning cities worse than we've seen. I think it's going to be worse than the last 6 months combined. And, Pelosi said they intend to have their own inauguration. They're going to contest it. They're trying to sell the idea of states seceding. And people say, well, that's crazy. Well, they've always gotten away with each try. They fail, but their hoax, their attempted coup gets bigger. What do you think they're going to pull?
I think everything that you're watching right now on the news, for instance, Kenosha, that Kenosha did not start out as even a protest. It went straight to riot. So now the expectation is not a, quote, peaceful protest, which I'm glad the media calls it a peaceful protest, because otherwise I'd be confused about what burning and looting and murders look like. But this is destruction of private property from the get-go, this right from the start. So the more we get used to seeing this over the next 2 months, the easier it's going to be for people to stomach it after this election. Because I foresee the ludicrousness of this thing, Alex, is going to be so big that it's going to be such a landslide. Unless fraudulently the cheating happens, the landslide is going to be so big that then it's going to be amazing to watch them contest this. But we've already seen how brainwashed they are. They will not accept reality. So this, get used to this, folks. The only thing that I'll say to it, in these final moments here of this segment, is that you better be prepared, because these folks are going to wander into the wrong neighborhood and it's going to get very ugly. And I'm not advocating for violence in that, but I promise you, these folks are making a mistake.
Chad Prather, you just hit my next point. We'll come back and talk about it. The plan is to get citizens clashing. They hope for a black mob to go into a white neighborhood. They haven't gotten that yet. It's been like whites pied pipering blacks to do the violence. That's just what's happening. Leftists and if leading it. But that's what they're hoping for. And some more images of maybe a cop misses when he gets shot at, shoots a kid. And that's what they're looking for. We'll talk about the incredible next 70 days with our guest, Chad Prather, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Remember, you're modern Paul Revere's. Only way this gets out is you tell them, folks, about the local stations you're listening to and share the link.
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars, saying Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The preacher man says it's the end of the globalist communist operation, if we want it to be over.
The preacher man says it's...
But they've come out and said, oh, it's permanent lockdown and the UN's got to run it. And the UN said yesterday, we don't need vaccine nationalism. You will take it in every country under UN control, and corporations will enforce that. You won't be able to fly or have business if you don't submit to us. This is world government takeover. And they're using, of course, the virus to do it, not blue helmets coming to take your guns. They first politically and medically take over. Now, Chad Prather is here with us. I should also announce he's running for governor of Texas. And I know with a heavy heart, because I wanted to believe in Governor Abbott. who's done a lot of good things, but man, he is really singing to the tune of Bill Gates and Fauci and Governor Newsom. I know people that are very close to him, the lieutenant governor. They're shocked by what the governor's been doing, going along with the COVID hoax. He says he'll keep us locked down forever to stop one death. So it's all been overblown. It's supposed to be 2.5 million dead. Chad, tell us why you decided to throw your hat in the ring here to run for Texas governor.
Well, at the end of the day, Alex, I'm shocked, too. I was proud of Governor Abbott for a long time. I was thankful for his voice. I was thankful for what he did. I was thankful for the positions that he took. And I will tell you, this is very disappointing. When a guy comes out and says, I encourage you to wear masks when you're at home, even if you're out in your backyard, this is nonsense. And so I was at Rushmore with Trump back in July, and he came out with the mask mandate. I took to Twitter and said, that's it. I'm a guy who never wanted to run for public office. I had no intention. Reluctantly, as a candidate, I'm going to run for governor of Texas. I had no idea the support was going to be as big as it is, but people came out in droves because they're sick of it, Alex. They're absolutely insane. Someone said, Texas is not the Texas that most Texans think it is. They're comparing Texas now, saying we need to be more like South Dakota. They don't have South Dakota toast. They don't put South Dakota flags on a bikini. We don't make waffle irons in the shape of South Dakota. We do that for Texas. We are Texas, by God. And so for Texas to be compared to these other states and say we need to be more like them, that our governor needs to be more like Kristi Noem, no, we need to be leading the way. So goes Texas. So goes the rest of the nation. And we are in shambles right now when it comes to personal liberty.
Okay, I'm voting for you. You sold me.
It's just, I will take that endorsement. I will take that endorsement, Alex Jones.
And I'll tell you this. I don't bring myself up, but it's a bellwether. I covered stuff that I had research on. The media would misrepresent things I've covered. I've gotten things wrong before, but not on purpose. And I've grown a lot and learned a lot. But they've tried to make all Republicans run from me. Well, that doesn't hurt our audience. Our audience knows what's going on. But when Republicans embrace what we're doing, they get elected because it's grassroots, it's populist. I'm just a regular guy like everybody else that's done the research. And the fact that you aren't scared to come on the show is another big endorsement for you. But also more and more, all these other big shows that were scared to have me on, they're having me on because people realize this is mainline info. And they can try to distract away from the sex rings and the child kidnapping and all of it. But that's really a bedrock of Hollywood and the left. And you've had the courage on your own show, I've watched some of the episodes before, to expose Jeffrey Epstein and this whole thing that the media tries to poo-poo, but they can't poo-poo it. It's real. Your take on that?
It's real. And they've known it's real. They've known it's real for a long, long time. All these guys that have sat in the Oval Office, they knew it was real. But it took Donald Trump getting elected for that finally to get exposed. You know, these guys have these billionaire clubs down there and in these resort communities. Jeffrey Epstein is having his parties. Donald Trump shows up and says, nope, something's not right here. We need to get the hell out. And that's exactly what he did. And now Trump's in office and suddenly Jeffrey Epstein rises to the top. And the thing about Jeffrey Epstein, let's talk about this for a second, because not only is that tied to the pedophilia ring and the island and the Lolita Express, but let's go to New Mexico for a second. Let's talk about the eugenics. Let's talk about the things that were happening there. His relationship with Harvard, his relationship with MIT, his relationship with Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, him trying to create basically a whole generation of little Jeffrey Epsteins by bringing in virgins that he could impregnate and create a whole community of little Epsteins. He wanted his head. He wanted his penis cryogenically frozen in case they could bring him back from the dead. He wanted his semen saved. He wanted all these things. So you get into that, and then you look at what's going on with coronavirus and the things that are there. There are so many cogs in this wheel, so many things at play right here that people just want to gloss over and they don't want to look at it. This should have been exposed back in the 90s. This should have been exposed in the 2000s. And now we have this going on. Finally, with a guy like Donald Trump in office, we're starting. I tell people all the time when I'm on stage doing comedy shows, think of what in the hell you wouldn't know if Hillary Clinton had got elected. The things you wouldn't know. We would think that the Justice Department, we would think that the FBI, that the CIA was nonpartisan, that they didn't pick a side. We know that's not true now. We know the things that are being covered up. We know the things that are being hidden. And I love you, Alex. I'll tell you that, and I'll say it publicly. I'll say it on my show over and over again, and I say that. Not to not to kiss up to you, but to say this. And we saw this over and over again when we aired that episode with you on here, on this show, the Chad Prather Show. There were so many people who came out and said, I can't believe you're talking to Alex Jones. You got to be careful. And how many people came in behind that in social media threads and said, yeah, but how many times has the man been right? And we're exactly in agreement with that. How many times has Alex Jones been right? You've stood in the gap. You've exposed so many things. You've admitted yourself. You've been wrong on things. I've admitted that I've been wrong. I've said over and over again, I would love for a politician. Joe Biden says, hey, ever since March 1st, I've got the Biden plan. We're going to roll this thing out. We're going to defeat this pandemic. What the hell is the Biden plan? I want somebody to stand up sometime and say, hell, I don't know. I don't know what in the world's going on, but we're in this together, and we got to figure it out.
Well, exactly. And they demonize InfoWars to create a bellwether to then make Republicans run from their base and common sense. People should run towards what the Democrats are attacking and celebrate people that have told the truth. And so that's why InfoWars is a testament to our audience, keeping us on air, because it's been hard, it's been rough. But now that all this stuff's coming out, we're really getting stronger than ever. It's actually pretty scary. What do you think the deep state's going to do as more and more of their crimes come out and as their coups against Trump have failed? I mean, even if they somehow killed Trump, God forbid, or got him out, there's an irrevocable awakening going on right now that I don't see they can reverse.
Yeah, you could call it red pill or whatever you want, or whatever terminology, but people are starting to wake up. And the reason is because they've been sweeping things under the rug for so long, the rug can only take so much crap. And now people are having to step over the rug. The rug is becoming the elephant in the room, quite literally. People can't, they're looking at these things, everything from, and they've gotten blatant with it, like we talked about with the riots. Your Robert Francis O'Rourke, who says, hell yeah, we're coming for your AR-15. Gun confiscation, mask mandates, all of these things that are being spoken openly. They're not even hiding the agenda anymore.
So exactly. When we talk about why do you think
it's not deep yet anymore? It's not deep state. It's shallow at this point. It's all being brought to the surface. And we're being conditioned as Americans to simply believe what we hear. And it goes all the way back. Okay, so you take these protesters, quote-unquote protesters, these rioters, they're getting in your face. These are people who have never been truly punched in the mouth, right? Because what did we have for years and years? We had anti-bullying campaigns, because if you stood up for yourself, you were being a bully. Now you have people who are in these restaurants. They're protesting people and badgering people and bullying people because they won't lift their hand in solidarity with a movement. And they're saying, you know, white silence, it is violence, and all of these things. They're bullying these people. These are people who have not been punched in the mouth. I grew up in the woods. Some people are from the hood. I'm from the woods, man. We had a whole different ethic. Whenever it was time to, you know, my father told me, you don't start the fight, but by God, you better finish it. And that's the way we've moved so far away from that. We failed to quite honestly discipline our children.
But that's it. It's the left that says,
yeah,
everybody's bullies, but statistically they're the biggest bullies ever. They're the most vicious. And then they come up and point guns at people in Austin. An army sergeant kills them dead. Rightfully so. I mean, they're LARPing is what they're doing. They're live action role playing, and they're going to get hurt.
Yeah. Our friend Elijah Schaefer, that hosts Slightly Offensive here on our network, he comes out and he says, you know, he's up in Kenosha right now, had a gun put in his face last night, you know. At some point in time, they're going to put the gun in the wrong face, and it's going to be real, because you can come for the AR-15s. You can come for all you want to come for, but I promise you, you're not leaving with them. You're not leaving with them. This is, again, by God, Texas. And there's some neighborhoods out there that I always say the hill.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's our final segment with Chad Prather. I'm Alex Jones. And the only way the word gets out is when you take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. We are in epic times. Trump's not exaggerating when he says most important election in U.S. history. It's do or die. And so it's not a pat on the head when I thank you for your support. It's not a pat on the head when I ask you to spread the word about this broadcast and other broadcasts telling the truth. It is an absolute imperative. You get excited. You take action. You put a billboard up on your property. You fly an airplane, plug in a website. You go to city council. You call Washington. You call talk radio. You go knock on 20 doors. You throw a block party and you cook hamburgers for everybody and invite them over to talk about Trump. That's how we win. Or Chad Prather. You go to his website, you know, he's got great on Twitter, great on all these other places, at Watch Chad and YouTube Chad Prather, but you need to go to watchchad.com as well, because it's URLs we have to start going back to more and more, because there's so much censorship. We have to habituate ourselves to Infowars.com, Newswars.com. But I feel good hearing a well-spoken, smart, super-informed guy. I'm not a talk show host that goes, oh, that's competition. I'm looking for all these folks that have been around a while but are getting more prominent to be so successful with the truth, I become obsolete. That's what I want. I want to become obsolete.
I want there to be so many Americans that wake up and freedom is so popular that we reverse all this tyranny and it launch into the future. That's what I'm looking for. Victory. Exterminating the left politically, intellectually, culturally, spiritually. A renaissance against them. We need a total collapse of them because they're a parasite, a cancer. They want to bring us down to conquer us. Well, they must be eradicated like the damn Nazis. They started the fight. We're going to finish it. You're saying the hills have eyes. Well, now the hills that have eyes got arms and legs and they got a will and it's time to see them take action.
It's about the URLs and going back to the source and finding people's voices and not relying on these big platform social media companies that are out there doing everything they can to censor us. We've got to go back and find the origination of the voice. And when we find that, we're going to hear the truth. We're going to understand liberty once again. When we use technology, a perfect example was the DNC. It looked like garbage. They're not in control. They're not even that creative. They are parodying themselves. They are caricatures of themselves. You look at that and compare it to the RNC and just the sheer quality of it. I'm telling you, we have the opportunity to build the platforms ourselves and take to the streets with our voices, the cyber streets, everything else. Because we are at war. At the end of the day, you know, we entered into, 20 years ago, we entered into this age of postmodernism. Postmodernism is something that people can't even really define, but where you start creating your own realities. And we started creating these culture wars. And when I say we, I mean as Americans in total. Started creating these culture wars. Started putting our voices out there on both sides. And someone along the way dictated to us that the left was right, the left was compassionate, that the left was the sane ones, and they prove over and over again the insanity. Somebody said to me about running for governor, I said, I want to keep Texas great. They said, you want to keep Texas red. And I said, you couldn't be any closer to the truth because redder is better. And I believe in having the debate. I don't believe in going on the defensive. I think we take the debate to them. We start the conversation. We finish the conversation. We are the ones who control the narrative. We thought that the media and Hollywood can't even make a movie right now, Alex, because people can't go to the cinema. We have the authority. We have the power. They're making these major multi-million dollar pictures that they can't even put out at the theater anymore. So they shut the whole thing down. You know why? Because this thing, this dictating to us, they can't even go to work. Why? Because they don't have an audience. Who's the audience? It's us. We're the ones in control.
And then these videos where the so-called stars lecture us are like a comic book of fakeness. It turns into a huge internet comedy.
It does. They're a parody of themselves. They are quite literally a parody of themselves. They are the least self-aware people on the planet. Somebody who has had their ass kissed their entire adult lives. In many cases, since they've been children, they've never been told no. They have no idea of how they appear to the average person. You know, Donald Trump walked the construction sites, right? He talked to these guys, these plumbers, these electricians, these contractors. He talked to these people. Here's a guy who's a billionaire who knows how to speak to the common man. The guy out there with a car on a lift in the middle of the Rust Belt who's trying to keep his garage open. Donald Trump speaks to that. That doesn't make sense in this day and age, but I'm telling you, common sense is not dead. Complex thinking is on life support, but people have got to come back to a place where thinking doesn't. They're willing to, it's a painful thing to do to think, right? It's a painful thing to do. It's a tough mental exercise, but people have got to come back to that. I want common sense for Texas.
Look, I totally agree.
It's insane. I mean, you look at these people, you look at the graphics, you look at the faces, the images, you look at the voices and listen to what they're saying, and it is pure insanity.
Let's put this picture back on screen for TV viewers. I can't put this on Twitter or Facebook because I don't have one, but we're going to post this today once the show's not live anymore to band.video. You'll be able to see in the last few minutes of this hour, that's a composite of photos of globalists. And I'm telling you, they all look crazy like Charlie Manson. We're not trying to take a few crazy pictures here and there. It's easy to find these. What is wrong with these people? They look like American psychos.
They really do. This looks like an episode of America's Most Wanted. It does. Go back to the trial. Go back to the hearing, the congressional hearing with Peter Strzok. and the smug, arrogant look on his little
face. He looked like an Alec crocodile on PCP. And he was like, I can't even make those faces. Like a snake, like a snapping turtle.
Here's a guy who just knew he was in control. He knew that they couldn't touch him. He could get out there and be smug, and he could be
That's a cartoon character of arrogance.
Look at this guy.
Look
at this guy. There's zero humility in that face. There's none. Here's a guy who knows he's controlling the narrative. He becomes untouchable. And you look at it across the board, the smugness of it. That right there, that's the effect of an anti-bullying campaign right there. That's when you're afraid to stand up for yourself. That's when you're afraid to punch somebody in the mouth. This punk kid right here, he wouldn't have survived on my playground. I can tell you that right now. And people can call me a bully all they want to call. They can say whatever. But no, we stood up to guys like this because, as you said earlier, these are the true bullies. And we're not going to sit there and bow down to them anymore. That's done. That's over and done with. We're not doing it. I encourage every American, every true patriot out there that can hear my voice right now, I'm giving you permission to stand up for yourself and take the debate to them. Win it.
You're right. Well, what happens to me, famously in that chicken place with my wife, the guy walks over to our table, we're at the bar drinking margaritas and eating chicken, and says, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to get your kids, F you, trying to make me do something. And I go, okay, that's a small, loosey chicken, that's a small thing inside. Outside, I walk out, they're at the table right by the door, filming me saying F off. So I couldn't help it. I went over and said, get up, I'll beat your ass. You're the one threatening me. And of course, he wouldn't get up. They edited the tape and said that I attacked them. The Austin American Statesman, though, went there, talked to the waiters, because I said the second time he threatened me, I said, I want them thrown out of here. I'm going to beat their ass. They're threatening me. They caught him the third time doing it, told him stop. So the Statesman had to admit, down in the article, that they confirmed that that guy right there was coming. Look at that look on it. It looks like Strzok. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm the toughest guy around, but I have beat people to death a couple times. I mean, this guy has no idea what he was up against. He's an idiot.
Listen, you know, we go out, we do the comedy shows. We are all over the nation, right? We get the threats. We get the violence. We get the people who want to protest, the people that want to say things. Most of them are exactly that guy right there. They're weaklings with a big mouth. They're keyboard warriors. Most places, we every now and then, we haven't even worried about hiring any extra security because it's all talk. It's all talk, Alex. And I've seen the videos of you being assaulted in the street, people who want to make a name for themselves or get their face on television or whatever. They always run away. They always run away, and they turn their backs to you, and they walk off because at the end of the day, they don't have a true fight. They don't have a true debate. They don't have any logic. They don't have any sense of self, and there's no way. These people are wrestling with everything from a pornography addiction to sexuality issues, and that is not me being mean or critical. That is a psychological.
No, they're all mental patients, and I shouldn't brag about those raw stories in Dallas. I mean, I guess a couple times people passed away after I got to fight with them a little bit. But the point is I'm not proud of that, and I repent for even talking about it. The point is, Chuff used to be rough. I don't know where you grew up in Texas, but you looked at somebody wrong. You got in a knockdown, drag-out fight, and sometimes somebody falls over, hits their head. They never come out of the coma. I mean, these guys don't get they're in a real world here.
Yeah, no. You know where the real world is, Alex? I'm coming to Austin. I'm going to come down. I'm going to get with you. We're going to have margaritas and fried chicken. That's where the real world is. We're going to solve the world's problems. That's what's got to happen.
Absolutely, brother. I really appreciate you, Chad Prather, at WatchChad and WatchChad.com. Powerful 45 minutes. Sorry I got you on late. We had a technical thing that happened earlier. We really appreciate you. People can find your great show over at Blaze TV. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Come down here. I will definitely buy you some fried chicken. And we won't kill anybody either. I'm just joking around, folks. I shouldn't turn into a big gorilla on air. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.